In this video, I'll be showing you how to have a little fun with GIMP and create this image of a little planet. So let's get started. This is the image that I'll be starting with. There are certain characteristics that make an image good for creating a little planet. This image is good because it has a nice blue sky. It has a lot of objects like these trees and this building here that are in front of the blue sky. And there's also good color contrast between the background blue sky and these trees in this building. To make our little planet, we're going to be using the polar coordinates filter. And you can find this under the filters menu. Go to distorts and polar coordinates. And here we want to leave the circle depth to 100, the offset angle to 0, and this checkbox here that says topolar should be checked. But we want to uncheck this box here that says map from top. And then press OK. When we do this, you'll notice that we have a big seam running from the middle to the top here. And this is because this filter joined the left side of our image and the right side of our image together. And since the left and right sides don't match, it leaves us with this seam. So we're going to modify our image a little bit so that the left and right sides match each other before we apply this polar coordinates filter. So press Ctrl Z to undo our last operation, which was the filter, and that'll restore our picture that we started with. So what we need to do to make the left and the right side of this image match each other is start by going over to the layer, right-click, and select Add Alpha Channel. And that will allow us to make parts of this image transparent. And then press the Duplicate button, and that'll make a duplicate copy of this. And now we want to flip this top copy horizontally. So go over and select the Flip tool. Make sure that the flip type here is set to horizontal, and then click on the image, and that will flip the image. Then select the eraser tool, and then set the size. And I'm going to use a size of about 5, and use a brush that's a solid brush, and then erase the edge of the image from the very top to the very bottom. Just like this. And when we erase this, this will expose the image underneath, which is a mirror image of this image on top. So right now, since we erased the right side of this image, then what we see underneath exactly matches the left side of this image here. But of course, on the right side here, we now have another visible line. So go over to the brush and select a fuzzy brush. And then start erasing additional parts of this top image until you can no longer see this line and the photograph looks like it kind of makes sense. So I'm going to start by getting rid of this little red area right here. And I'll just kind of erase around here and just fill this in. Now that part's blended in pretty nicely. And then I have kind of a tree here in the background. So I'm going to erase around here a little bit and bring this tree over. And then there's a little red area right here. I'm going to expand that over a little bit. There's a transformer on a pole right here. So I'm going to remove that. And actually, I'm going to get rid of this whole tree that's right here too. Then as you see on the left side, there's this palm tree here. So I'm going to erase a little bit of this area over here to expose the palm tree that's underneath. And then I have one additional area right here that I think I'm going to touch up a little bit. And now you have an image where you can't really tell that I've manipulated the right side. But since I exposed the image that's underneath here on the right side, I now have a perfect match between the left and the right side of this image. And now I can combine these two images. And I can do that by right-clicking on this top layer and then select Merge Down. And now we're ready to apply the polar coordinates filter again. So go up to the Filters menu, select Distorts, and Polar Coordinates. And again, use all of the default values except the map from top, and make sure that this is unclicked. Then press OK. Now, as you can see, we no longer have a seam that runs along the top portion of this image. So the next thing to do is to rotate this image into the position that you would like. So click on the Rotate tool, and then press the left mouse button and rotate your image around. And I think I'll put the building here on the top. And then release the left mouse button. And then after you have the rotation that you like, just press the Rotate button. And now let's fill in this background that's transparent. So go click on the Fuzzy Select tool, and then click in the transparent area. And now we need to select a fill color. So click on the Color Picker tool, and then select an area of the blue sky. And that'll change this square right here to the color that we just picked. And then choose the Bucket Fill tool, and then come over here and click on this transparent area. Sometimes this won't fill in both the left and the right side. So if it doesn't fill in the right side too, just repeat the process for that side. And now you can turn the selection off by going to the Select menu and select None. Since our sky in our original photograph wasn't a constant color all the way around, filling in this outside area with a single color allows you to see a line that can go around the edge here. So let's change all these shades of blue here to a single shade of blue. And we can do this by choosing the Select by Color tool. So click this. Make sure that you have Selected by set to Composite. And this threshold slider here allows us to set how many different color variations are included in our selection. Now with this set on 15, I'll just click on the blue area out here on the edge. And when I do that, I see I've selected all of these colors up to the point where you can see these selections here. But I want to select all the shades of blue clear up to my tree line here. So I'll increase this threshold a little bit more and try it again. And now it's selected more of the view, but it's still not selected all the way up to the tree line. So I'll increase it a little more. Now I can see that it has selected all of the shades of blue that I'm interested in. And so now select the Paintbrush tool and select a hard brush and scale it up to a pretty big size. And then we can start coloring in around the edges here. And this will only color where we have the selections. But you'll notice that in the middle of our image here, we've got some areas that are selected that are not part of the sky. So you need to make sure that you stay away from those areas and just color in the areas that are the sky. And so just work your way around the image. I've got a little bit of sky left in this area. And then go up to the Select menu and choose None. And now I have a sky that's a single shade of blue. And then I have one more little spot that I want to work on. I have a branch here that's extending all the way from this tree over to this other tree. And I want to break this branch right in the middle. So all I have to do is, with this Paint tool still selected, I'll just position the tool in the middle of this branch and I'll click. And that'll color in this area the sky color. And now we have our completed little planet. Well, that concludes this video. Thanks for watching, and please subscribe and leave a comment.